Welcome to a room filled with legends in the 2&M studio to lock it in for, a representative weekend. Sam and Pete, how are we doing?
Morning.
Good. Good.
Mate, can I just, first of all, recommend that we all take a bow?
Last time on Lock It In.
I think with a few additions, I think I'm going to pick the Dragons to beat the Rabbitohs. I don't see it as a risk. 7th versus 10th. It's at Wynn Stadium. Yeah. I think the Dragons can take it on.
I'm happy to go with the Roosters to suffer another defeat to the Eels. Second in a row.
Because I like to see Manly lose. There's nothing more I enjoy. I like to see Manly lose more than I like to see Canberra win. I'm going to be picking the North Queensland Cowboys to win in the mystery game tomorrow at 6 p.m. at Brookvale. Go the Cowboys, I say. Never in doubt, that one.
Never in doubt. Seriously, it was a mystery how Manly folded so badly. But
I turned it off at halftime. I was that upset with the North Queenslanders.
I'll tell you what, it was some big kahunas to say St George at Wynn Stadium.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yep. Oh, yeah.
2005 was the last time they'd beaten the Bunnies there.
Yeah, well, big call. Well done, all of us. And to Michael, who sent us that message the other week saying that they're doing well in their tipping competition going against all of us.
Eat that, Michael.
Failed for you, Michael.
So this weekend, it is the representative round. Tomorrow night, we've got the New South Wales women taking on the Queensland women in Origin on the Saturday. Great matchups. Papua New Guinea and Fiji, Samoa, Cook Islands, and New Zealand taking on the Māori Mā of Tonga. And then, of course, Sunday night, round two of State of Origin as the Blues take on the Maroons. Pete, who you got? Who are you locking in?
Mate, look, well, let's start with the girls on Friday night from Canberra. It's going to be bitterly cold. Those from north of the border aren't going to handle that. Mm. So it's the Blues. Look, it's also going to be the Blues on Sunday. I mean, have a look at the Penrith back line. And we've brought Burton back.
Yeah, it's
for the
really,
Panthers, who are now wearing blue instead of pink.
They should all just be wearing black jerseys out there. In fact, between them and the Roosters, that's like three quarters of the side, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's seven players from the Panthers that are starting.
Probably just and, come on, Canberra Raiders.
It takes six other clubs to fill the rest of the positions.
All right. Sam, just so saying. Pete likes New South Wales. Who have you got?
Look, I think it's going to be a double whammy. New South Wales for the women's side. And I think we don't lose two in a row very often. I think New South Wales will take it home in Perth.
Is that a conspiracy theory there that, you know, a team won't lose two in a row?
No, I don't
just
think
so it has to go to a decider and out a stadium?
You know what? I don't care. I'm fine.
I just think
I'm with it.
I just think Freddie Fittler's too good of a coach to let his side lose two in a row.
He's made some good changes that I think are going to make the difference, not necessarily saying the players were bad. I mean, realistically, it was one brain fart with Daly Cherry even scoring that try underneath the post. That was the only difference between the two sides.
And
it was still a very tight game.
When you look back at it, we had Paulo who was held into the scrum.
Yeah.
He could have got across there. Yeah. I think he could have made it across. He's quite quick on his feet. But after being held back, it should be a penalty. And it is in NRL every weekend.
Yeah.
But for some reason, it was let go. But hey, look. He's met with the referees association to have a yarn about some of the decisions, Freddie. So good on him.
All right. So I'm locking in New South Wales for both as well. Just quickly before we get out of here, I want a State of Origin Man of the Match. Who you got, Pete?
Origin Man of the Match, Appy Carasau.
Ooh, that's a big call off the bench. Sam, can you think of some?
Oh, well, you'd be stupid not to go with Tedesco.
Yeah.
The captain. Yeah. And absolutely, he lives for the big games. He lives for the pressure.
All right. Well, I'm going to go an outside. I'm going to say Liam Martin.
What?
Yeah.
Don't often see a second rower do it, and I reckon he's stepping up. He's looking forward to this opportunity.
Exactly. I'm looking forward to the Origin and also watching these Islanders with their pre-game.
That's the
big thing of it.
That is always a lot of fun. So too is Lock It In. We will be back again next week. Thank you, men.
Thank you. Right.